keep hearing performative male everywhere. Like, I was with a couple of 17-year-olds last weekend, and they were driving me absolutely crazy. There was a labubu.
Oh, my God.
What is the perfect performative male? Give me head to toe. What do we
I have been trying to take a bit of a social media cleanse and failing, so I'm not, like, the most up-to-date.
Because it's, like, minute to minute.
It really is. It does change. But I know that there is a meme going around of just your performative male who really tries to appeal to women and is very inauthentic.
Feminist and sensitive.
Yeah, he reads feminist literature in the park, and he.
I went to therapy once, babe. I get you.
Yeah, oh, no. And he drinks matcha, and he holds a cigarette, but he never, ever smokes it. He's just walking around with it, and, you know, maybe he carries his groceries in a brown paper bag because he's just so...
Is it Timothy Chalamet coded?
Yes, yes, I would say that.
Who I love, like... Oh, yeah. Okay.
But they're holding...
This is exciting. Okay, so at Laylo, this is happening. This is, yes, has nothing to do with any live music. I love this.
I know some of the campuses across Ontario have been hosting them. I don't know if Queen specifically has one, but there is one in Kingston at Laylo.
It's funny. I'm going to be there Friday night for the Taylor Swift album listening with Bewitched, the drag performer. I'm getting that. I'm actually setting all of that up. I'm not a huge Swift or anything, but I love the community. And yeah, we're going to be doing some of that also at Laylo. So they're getting a major plug on Indie Wake Up this morning. That Taylor album's coming out tonight, and we're saying, like, I feel there's not been a lot of there hasn't been a whole lot of noise about it, so maybe that's there's space, but I think that what I like about that, there's been space for other people to release things up until midnight tonight, and then I don't know what's going to happen after that.
The Swiftie Club on campus is going to go wild.
We have a Swiftie Club?
Of course you do.
I mean, of course. I this is my first time hearing about this.
Start the McGee Club.
Oh, guys, if there's anybody listening, can I do a self-plug real quick?
Let's go.
If there's anybody listening, I am so serious. If we want to start a McGee Club, let me double check. My Instagram username is Millie, MILLIE.OKE. I'm so serious. Please DM me. Please DM me. I don't know a single soul on this campus who listens to McGee. DM me. Please.
Oh my God. Like,
I will start this. I'm so serious.
This warms my heart, child. This is so good. All right, let's see how we look in a year. And there's room for McGee fans and Swiftie fans, so whatever. Like, it's all good times. But anyway.
You could do like a Jets versus Sharks like standoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Performative men, pull up to the McGee Club, please.
Oh, my God. I am so now obsessed with seeing what happens with the performative men. All right. Excellent. All right. Coming up, yes, we've got Peach Matt all the way from Sudbury coming to you on the Indie Wake Call. Thanks for joining us this morning.
to God, you hear him call.
autre jour, un autre réveil, à passer la nuit à t'attendre. Nos vies qui changent laissent des séquelles autour profond de mon existence. Mais l'aube brille, je me libère des nœuds et des limbes bleus éphémères qui livrent mes adieux. Car si tu quittes, je sais, tu trouveras une autre et dans ses pas, tu danseras. Et si mes larmes deviennent la fin, qu'on lève vers à mon chagrin, de vivre l'ivresse de ta magie, des sorts lancés au fil des vies que tu es. Chaque fois que quelqu'un se pose dans tes bras, un autre jour, une autre histoire, racontée par un oiseau mort. Je rêve d'un moment où mon cœur battrait de moins fort. Je laisse des cris heurter le toit d'une maison qui s'élève là-bas, me secouer au fil du temps. Car si tu quittes, je sais, tu trouveras une autre qui danse, c'est pas, tu danseras. Et si
Cindy, Millie, and Ara in the house.
All right, so we've just been talking about, we keep chatting as the songs keep playing, but we did play some great music, and we've got more coming up. But I noticed we've got some Grapes of Wrath coming up because they are coming to town, and you might just want to check out, in general, Kingston Live. Like, I find they save our lives a lot when we get on the show. We're like, what is exactly happening this weekend? And it's like pages and pages of just this weekend alone. But there's a lot coming up in Grapes of Wrath. I know a lot of you Gen Xers out there are going to like a song we got lined up for you that goes back to, I think, 1991. Speaking of which, and I said this off the air to you earlier, I interviewed Sloan yesterday, J.A. Ferguson from Sloan, and it didn't go well. not because of Sloan, nothing to do with Jay. It was more, I was having some technical difficulties in my Zoom Wi-Fi capabilities, and he was such a saint about it. But anyway, we're going to do some of that next week. Also, Millie, you've got someone you want to bring into the show next week?
Yeah, I actually have a couple that I've been talking to, but my downstairs neighbor in my apartment, she's in a band. I can hear them practicing downstairs, and they're really awesome.
I was going to say, you've determined that they're good enough for
come in. Oh, 100%.
Do they have an actual band? Like, have they had gigs yet?
I have not a clue in this world. I just know that when we moved in, she said, by the way, guys, I'm in a band, and you will hear us. And we said, okay, cool. And they're awesome. So I'm going to reach out to her and see if she wants to hop on, because I would love to see what's going on there. And yeah, I have a couple other friends who are also musicians, and I've been kind of soft launching the idea. I'm like, do you want to talk
just
to the radio?
Come in.
Everybody's so afraid. They're like, oh, I don't know. Like, they've got so many people. Everybody's lovely. It's a lot of fun.
And you probably understand that, because before you came in here, you probably like that moment of like, do I go in and volunteer at the radio station? And then you're here, you're like, we have a lot of control, which I love. But the band itself, what kind of covers are they throwing out there? Are you hearing? Can you remember anything they've been playing?
Honestly, no, I'm sorry.
Just good sounds.
Next week, I'll be back here with lots of information.
Yeah, so we're also going to have Tim Pater. He runs Black Dog Hospitality, who is actually the sponsor of this show. And I just want to just put it out there again, Black Dog Hospitality, thank you for sponsoring Indie Wake Up Call Thursday mornings where you love it. So they own Atomica, Harper's, Diane's, and Black Dog Tavern. And he's also a very music-y guy. I know that's why he was really interested in promoting the show. So he wants to come in and just hang out with us. And I'm like, yes, because I was saying, like, he's seen a lot of artists, and he came up around the years of Where the Hip came up in Kingston. And so maybe we can get some good...
Ooh, get him to bring some vinyls in.
And some tea. I would like some tea on 90s music scene in Kingston. No, he'll be great. But yeah, he's going to bring vinyl though, for sure. Yeah. I said, we'll absolutely play records next week.
Yeah, you know, Kingston really needs that because there's been a lot of, docs or books that have come out about like the music scene in Toronto in the 80s and 90s and the music scene in Vancouver. It's like Kingston has a huge music scene for the size of the city.
Yeah.
Like we need to reflect on that.
Well, Headstones are coming back through town too. And if you want a great interview, Hugh Dillon. Terrifying. But yeah, I've been able to tame that guy a couple times on talking to him. Like I think I'm like the Hugh Dillon whisperer a little bit, but there's someone as well who would have a lot to say about that era. And yeah, maybe we'll check that out too. I think it's a really good idea. And also like into the today, because like what we're saying, like any given night now, you can go see many, many bands. So aren't we lucky? What were you gonna say?
Huh? Oh, the vinyl stuff. I couldn't bring all of my records with me, but I have I don't want to use the word extensive, because whenever I say that, there's already somebody who has 10 times more records than I do, but I do have
Do you have them here with you on campus, or are they back at your home? You brought them.
I have some of them here. I have quite a few, so I couldn't bring them all, but I think I have like 30 of them here.
Okay, so what are you playing these records on? Do you have a Crossley, or do you have a...
I have a record player. I have like a really nice one back home that I share with my parents.
Okay.
My dad also has a pretty big record collection, but I just have kind of a crappy one.
No, that's still...
But it gets the job done.
It makes sounds come out.
Yes.
It makes sounds come out. We're going to make some sounds come out next week with vinyl. I've already had like ding, 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 ding. We have to do a full album vinyl show. We did that on my birthday with the local band Nison.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was so good. And man, did they have great taste. They're welcome back anytime. But yeah, we have some ideas here. All right. Beautiful. Stick around. Week break in. Next time, we're going to let you know who wins those Death From Above tickets. You've got minutes now to get your name in there. Instagram, Indie Wake Up Call. It's your last chance. We'll announce the winner in our next break. But yeah, here come those Grapes of Wrath. You may be right.
Never been a friend. You can't see a thing. Yeah, 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 right. Don't
body's scars are reversible. Sitting with the grief that is born, yeah, sitting all alone. My heart's like a broken home. It's me tripping over my feet. I'm drowning and flying away from my broken dreams. It's me falling to pieces. You shattered my normalcy. It feels like God can keep my composure. Fighting the withdrawal from this stuff. It feels like love. Kill it without it. No way to control what comes and goes. Now I feel numb. Now I feel numb. I feel numb. Melancholy and all strung out.
From your house in here for next week.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's your homework this week.
Okay.
All right. How is school itself, by the way? Like, you are our student here. Like,
it's going well. A lot better than last year. Now that I've adjusted to the way of life here. But it's good. I'm enjoying it. It's definitely, you know, the workload's heavy, and I'm not even doing a full course load. I actually take 4 classes, and I think like basic course load is 5.
We appreciate that here, because then you can come in here.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got our eyes on a bunch of things. The performative mail, by the way, we realize that that's not...
That is actually next Wednesday. It is right. Not this weekend, October 8th, I believe at 5:30.
Well, that's still good, though, because it'll be before the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next week, so...
So we can, you know, we can review
you're,
it.
You're letting the people know.
Oh, absolutely.
Letting the people know. So when are you taking off for Thanksgiving?
I am probably taking off on the Friday or the Saturday next week, the 10th or the 11th. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Do you stay the whole week? Or are you going to come back for like authentic homecoming? And then what are you going to do? I know it's a big decision, right?
My family lives in New York, and getting back and forth is such a hassle, taking the plane and then the train and flying to Toronto and all that. So I try and just maximize my stay. So yeah. I probably won't be back till the Sunday.
You'll have FOCO.
Yeah.
You will have FOCO.
I definitely will.
All right. So we were talking behind the scenes here about Death From Above. We've got our tickets here, and Nate, you just won them. Go on our story. You'll find out about that. I'll get you on the guest list tonight. And yeah, Death From Above tonight. Oak Ridge Avenue. They're playing at the Isabel tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Again, thanks, Sean, for calling us in on that. We've got another great show for you next week. Also, just talking behind the scenes here, we were talking about P.S. I Love You and those wonderful nights we had when they were playing the Death Above.
Yeah, that was such an incredible show.
Oh, my God. And I was saying, like, I feel a lot of us were there for P.S. I Love You at the time. Meet me at the Mustard Station, like, mm-hmm. masterclass in a Kingston, amazing record, one of my favorites of all time from any Kingston band or just anybody. Love that record so much. And Millie, you're so young. This album was meant to be the duration of what a ferry ride would take from Kingston to Wolf Island.
There was a ferry?
No, there is a ferry.
And it has a mustard.
There's a ferry,
there's
guys.
A ferry, and it has a mustard station on it.
What?
So, yes. Ergo.
Every week I come in here and I learn something.
You have to go.
Yeah.
You've seen the ferry. Come on. You've seen the ferry.
Down by the water.
Yeah,
the big white
big.
Boat that goes back and forth.
To the island. She's looking at us like she's just landed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not sure.
All right, Millie.
Take it. There's more homework for Millie. It's a free scenic route. It's like...
Free scenic, beautiful ride to Wolf Island.
I will get my downstairs.
You've seen all the windmills over there, right? Like.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so you have to get there by boat. It's a ferry.
Okay.
And this album that came out... what year was it? Was it 2010?
I'm seeing the video, and it's 14 years ago.
No!
Oh,
yes,
wow. Yeah.
It was. Ooh. Anyway, the duration of Meet Me at the Mustard Station is the duration of a ferry ride to Wolf Island. And famously, locally anyway, Pitchfork reviewed this album and gave them a fantastic review.
Oh, wow.
They did. And then P.S. I Love You had quite the year.
Yeah.
It went crazy for them.
Yeah, they did a lot of like traveling.
They went to Japan.
Yeah.
Like they did.
Wow.
They did a Pitchfork Festival in Chicago. Yeah. It was amazing.
Nice.
But we're gonna play a track called Get Over. There's so many great songs on the album, but Get Over has the music video of all music videos of Kingston and the Grad Club, and so many former CFRC volunteers and staff in the video, vomiting essentially. But anyways, it's so good. Also, no, I want to play some new music from Magdalena Bay. I absolutely love that record last year, and we've got two new songs from them. We're going to play Second Sleep. And then, anything else?
Yeah, we've got some Tops and Absolute Losers, who both have new tracks out, just came out in the last couple of weeks. And, Kyle Dixon and Michael Steen.
Kids. All right.
Oh, as an homage to Stranger Things.
Oh, yes.
Because if you didn't tune in at the start, we started off with some spooky vibes. We gotta end it out with some spooky vibes.
Ending it out with some spooky vibes and just getting ready as more and more spooky vibes enter. It's October time. CFRC. All right. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
We'll be right back.
behind.